Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What News with Murph. Today on the show, we've got music from Aaliyah Turner, Abby Scott, and Amanda Jo. But before we get into the show today, let's take a little recap, shall we? Back to last week's top three. If I can pull it up here a second. Here we go. At number three last week, it was Jess Lee and her single Burn. The number two spot last week went to Ashley Lissette with her brand new single Goodbye. And topping the chart this time last week was Sarah Spencer with Us Someday. But before we like I said, before we get into things today, there's one thing I need to tell you guys, and I know you heard it last week, but you're gonna hear it again. In 2 weeks, that is March 24th, but we will not be having Indie Country Radio. But on that next day, that's simply because I can't stay away from this little monster that I've created. March 25th, we will be having an interview that I'll tell you about at the end of the show. Okay, who's ready to kick things off today? All right, let's do it. Coming in at number three today on Indie Country Radio, it's a super talented Aaliyah Turner. Aaliyah Turner and her her song Pull Me Back. Well, we have yet to have Aaliyah on the show. I'm working on it, and I'll tell you more about Aaliyah and the song after we hear it at number three today on Indie Country Radio.
There's miles and miles between us in this bed. We're lying back to back, a half inch from the edge. I feel you reach across my legs. and make it okay.
This week on Indie Country Radio, that was Aaliyah Turner and Pull Me Back. Before we go any further, I just wanted to say that you guys can call us up at any time and tell me whether or not you enjoy the stuff we play or whatever. It's 646-915-9301. Now, as you heard earlier, Aaliyah Turner single, Pull Me Back. Let me tell you a little bit about the artist behind the song. Aaliyah Turner was born in California, but she currently lives in Nashville, and how that came about was while in college, she got an opportunity to sing in front of a legendary Mr. Kenny Loggins, who convinced her to move to LA to pursue her career. But it was while in LA that she decided to move to Nashville to pursue a country career. And this single that you just heard, Pull Me Back, spent 1 week on the Billboard Country Airplay charts. And again, like I said, that was super talented Aaliyah Turner coming in at number three with Pull Me Back. At number two this week, at number two this week, we have a Clinton, Indiana native currently living in Nashville, the incredibly talented Miss Abby Scott, but with her current single "Love Wasn't Ready for Me." Abby had in her a young career, she's open for the likes of Luke Bryan, Lee Bryce, Dierks Bentley, Jenna Kramer, Cole Swindell, Josh Thompson, Trick Pony, Dustin Lynch, and Dirt Railroad. She's currently in the studio working on new music, which is set to be released later this year. At number two today on Indie Country Radio, it's Abby Scott and Love Wasn't Ready for Me.
Thank you. Cold and rain.
She's been a dear friend for a long time and has been on the show a bunch. Her performing career began at the age of two when she would stand on top of picnic tables and perform to anyone that would listen. At the age of six, she performed for the first time on stage at a country fair in Minnesota. By age eight, she was performing at large venues, including the Minnesota Timberwolves games. She and that was when she started training in musical theater and classical. At age 11, she had a rare opportunity to sing with the Minnesota Opera Company in the popular opera A La Boheme. And I hope I just said that right. At 14, Amanda Jo added a new style of music. She began writing and singing country music and did in addition to learning the guitar. Later that year, she traveled to Nashville and recorded a three-song EP. And this is Mandy Jo's first taste of the recording studio, and it ignited her passion for music even more. In late 2012, Amanda Jo followed her dream to Nashville, Tennessee. And she performed all over Music City, and you can hear her regularly playing down on the famous Lower Broadway. She also tours regularly all over the U.S. and has become a sought after performer at some of the most popular fairs and festivals. She's performed alongside such acts as Maddie and Tay, Chris Jansen, and the Marshall Tucker Band. She's performed also at various renowned venues, including the Target Center, Whiskey A Go-Go, and the Ordway Center. And as I said earlier, she comes in at a number one on the indie country radio. I think it's time for announcements. As I said earlier, no indie country radio on the 24th. So, a Tuesday of the 14th, we have our good friend, Alyssa Trahan, joining us to talk about what she's been up to since last time she was on, which I think was the 4-year anniversary radio show back in August. Okay. The 21st and all these shows are 4:30 Central. When we have super talented a country group, Adair's Run, joining us. That's the 21st. The 25th. While I'm on vacation, I may add. I'm telling you, people, I can't stop working on the show. I'm telling you, it's. I'm a tad obsessive compulsive when it comes to this show. And booking and scheduling, etc. But the 25th at 4:30 Central again, we have a singer songwriter and host, Mary Cutter, joining us. You know, it's a very 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 rare opportunity to have. I have somebody in my own industry in the show, joining the show, but we'll definitely talk with Mary about her hosting career, and maybe pick her brain a little bit about. How she got into hosting her show. So that's the 25th. I have nothing as of yet for the 28th, but April 4th, we have. Did you remember I mentioned a little bit ago that Amanda Jo was coming back on the show with a special guest? Well, that's April 4th. Amanda Jo's brand new duo, A Truck Stop Honey, comprised of her and artist Billy Lee will be joining us on Tuesday, April 4th at 4:30 p.m. Central. And as always, with the exception of of the 24th, we always have radio every single Friday. I'm working on something up for the 11th and possibly the 18th of April. If what I'm shooting for the 11th works out, this is going to be good. This person, last time they were on, in this past October, just a touch mark so much, and I've gotten really close with them, so that'll be fun if and when that happens. I'm crossing my fingers for it. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.